Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, using corn and oil seeds to create biofuels, agriculture's answer to diminishing fossil fuels. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening report this morning. Jay Pierce sitting in for Dave Dickey. Hi, Jay.
Well, thank you, Dan, and good morning. The Midwest direct hog markets are expected to be weak to as much as a dollar per hundredweight lower on slow demand ahead of the Independence Day holiday tomorrow. Since all the plants will be closed for the holiday, that leaves an extra day's worth of hogs to fill the remainder of the week, allowing buyers to put further pressure on prices. The terminal markets are called mostly a dollar lower, with top prices expected to range from 47 to 48 on a live basis. 47 is the anticipated top price at Peoria. That's 50 cents to a dollar lower. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, negotiated swine purchases were $11,123 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $60 to $72. The weighted average $67.95, a loss of $1.44 from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from $48.05 to $55.70, weighted average $52.38. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $75.18. The base price range $58 to $75, weighted average $71.08. A loss of 85 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from $46.52 to $55.09. The weighted average was $52.08. We'll take a look at the electronic trade and talk things over with Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in a few minutes. But first, Mike Sola joins us for a look at today's agricultural weather.
Good morning, Jay. We do have some minor changes in the computer model runs for the corn and soybean belt, and it does look like last week we were talking about after the few weather systems that brought the rain going through, we looked at July and it looked like we're going to start out with a big ridge of heat and dry weather building across the area. Well, the computer models have backtracked on that a little bit, and it does look like we will not see that ridge of extremely warm conditions and a persistent dry weather pattern setting up. I think part of the reason for that is all the moisture that's just to the south and west of the area, the moisture that's on the ground across Texas and Oklahoma, that's going to help to feed some more instability showers. Not generally in this area, but it will bring a little bit more moisture into the atmosphere, and we do look for at least a scattering of showers and thunderstorms across the area over the course of the next couple weeks, and that will provide for a favorable summer crop development conditions, even though some areas will receive a little less than usual rainfall across the Midwest. Today, there are some pretty hefty thunderstorms rolling across the Dakotas. They will continue to push to the south and east. The cold front will develop where right now just the disturbance is indicated across, two disturbances across North and South Dakota. And it looks like they'll join forces, become a cold front, and push some showers and thunderstorms. East of the Mississippi River, it looks like pretty widespread, at least a quarter to a third of an inch of rain, maybe some areas with thunderstorms sitting over the top of them, picking up in excess of an inch. But no widespread heavy rainfall, and it doesn't look like large areas will miss out on a lot of precipitation this time around. So favorable conditions for at least the next week to 10 days with no big net drying worries over the Midwest. Now, the Delta and the Southeast, they also are going to see more scattered showers and thunderstorms, but their evaporative losses will continue at a higher rate. And it does look like the rain that is expected will not be significant enough to boost soil moisture in many areas. And any period of hot, dry weather there would rapidly deplete the soil moisture, inducing greater crop stress if improved rainfall does not occur in, again, some of the drier locations. And much of the Delta right now is in at least favorable moisture conditions. A little bit further to the south, to the north of the Delta, across portions of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, we've all heard about the drought there. And many locations will just not be able to make up the evaporative losses there. Outside of the U.S. borders, Australia, light rain fell across southern portions of the nation yesterday. Rain totals anywhere up to almost a half inch, with good coverage in the wheat, barley, and canola areas from Western Australia into Victoria and in the southern two-thirds of New South Wales. Western Australia will continue in need of greater rainfall to fix the huge moisture deficits there. Eastern Australia would also benefit from greater rainfall since water supply is still below average. India, rain did slacken across India yesterday with less than a half inch occurring in most interior portions of the nation. Heavy rain was still reported in the Gujarat area where up to 4 inches in some local groundnut and cotton areas was received. And with a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
A look at the overnight trading now in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 573, up one on the open and up three on the last trade. September at 583 and three quarters, down three quarters, down four and a half. December at $6 even, up one and a half, down three. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 570, up a half, down three quarters in the last trade. September at 584 and a quarter, up one, down two and a quarter. And December, 597 and a half, unchanged on the open, down three and a half on the last trade. The March 08 contract at $6.75, down three quarters on the open, down two on the last trade. July corn, 330 and three quarters, up a quarter, down three and a half. September at 340, up a quarter, down two and a quarter. December, 351, up one, down three and a quarter. The March 08 contract at 364 and a half, up a quarter, down two and a quarter. The May contract for 08, 374, unchanged on both the open and last trade. And July 08 at 381 and three quarters on the open. That was down a quarter, down one and three quarters in the last trade. July oats opened unchanged at 291, up four in the last trade. September at 267, unchanged on the open, up a quarter on the last trade. July soybeans, 865 and a half, up a half and down three quarters. August, 871, unchanged and down three. September, 881, unchanged and down three. The November contract for soybeans, 898 and three quarters, up one on the open, down four in the last trade. January 08, 905 and a half, down three and a half, down one. The March 08 contract, 915, up two, unchanged on the last trade. And the May 08 soybeans opened at 915 and a half, down one on the open, down two and a half on the last trade. July soybean meal opened at 236, up 20 and down 30. The August contract, 237.90, unchanged on the open, down 90 on the last trade. July soybean oil, 36.84, that was up 11 on the open and up 11 on the last trade. And the August contract opened at 37.09, up 16 on the open and up 14 on the last trade. And joining us now to tell us what it all means, Pete Manhart, Bates Commodities and Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, what you see in these overnight numbers that caught your interest this day before a holiday?
Yeah, it's the day before a holiday, and we had profit-taking yesterday on about everything. We also have, you know, the acreage report from last week has pushed corn down, and unless we have some bad weather, I don't see corn bouncing up much. Wheat harvest is helping push it down, and we had made new highs there, and so, again, I don't see it bouncing much. And beans, the $9 barrier, we've been above it two or three times, but it's still kind of a barrier. We're going to need something to push it through there and keep it through there.
Yeah. What do you expect this morning when things open up?
We're looking at 2 to 3 lower on corn, 2 to 3 lower on wheat, and 3 to 4 lower on beans. And it's part of it's the holiday, part of it's just profit-taking. Mm-hmm. And part of it's the good weather and the ratings that are still very high on good to excellent.
What are Thursday and Friday going to look like when we come back to work?
Well, that's what's the weather forecast going to be? Will it have rained Wednesday or Thursday? Or what's the forecast for rain? And then what's the temperature forecast? Right now I think we've got the high temperature is going to be on Sunday. But if they would move that 95 degrees out for several days, that could push things higher. If not, a normal temperature and normal moisture will help push things sideways to lower.
Mm-hmm. Anything in livestock to be looking at?
Livestock, we're still negative on hogs, and if cattle go down much, we're looking to buy cattle.
Okay, what about opens?
Opening, we're looking at 20 to 50 lower on hogs and a mixed on cattle.
Mm-hmm. Pete, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.
Have a good holiday. That's Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, joining us on our pre-opening commodity market reports this morning and taking a look at that forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. We're looking for partly to mostly sunny and warmer weather across the two states. Highs ranging from 82 in northeastern Indiana to around 90 in far southern Illinois. Tonight, northern Illinois, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms arriving. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy, and lows range from 60 in central Indiana to 70 in northwestern Illinois. Tomorrow, Independence Day, southern Illinois, mostly sunny. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs ranging from 83 in northern Indiana to 92 degrees in the south. 72 right now on Friends Plaza outside of Campbell Hall for public telecommunication here in Urbana. And for this morning, that's our pre-opening commodity market report. A reminder that you can find all of our agricultural information on our website, WillAg, that's WILLAG.org. And we'll be back with the opening commodity market report at 9:50 this morning here on AM 580 WILL Urbana, where news from the BBC is next. It's 9:01.